So, welcome to the Paveway Stadium, home of Newtown Football Club, and we'll speak to the Newtown boys now about how they think this is going to do in the Davibet Welsh Premier League season. Of course, aiming to get back into Europe like they were a couple of seasons ago. I've got Craig, Neil and Shane with me. Now, Shane, I'll start with you if I can. Looking a little bit back at last season, goal of the season, injured leg, not, you know, pretty tame season for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't one I expected when it started, but I'm just hoping this year I can go injury free and get us back into Europe, really.
Chris Coleman, very proud of your goal of the season. What was it like to get that message?
Yeah, it was overwhelming. I didn't really see the message for a good month or two after he said it, because I don't really use Twitter too much. So someone sent it to me. Yeah, it was nice to see and hear. Yeah.
And that long layoff in the middle, obviously a frustrating time for you. What was your feeling about how the team were performing whilst you were off?
Yeah, I thought we were performing well. Bit disappointed we didn't get into Europe, but then the boys were a bit tired towards the end of the season, so hopefully this year we can change that. Yeah.
Looking ahead to the season then, Craig, what's Newtown's aim here?
I think top six, first of all. We need to get into that again, and that gives us a platform to push on, which we haven't really done over the last couple of years. We've managed to get in, which has been a great achievement for the club. But then I think we need to really push on in the top six, try and hopefully move our way up the league a little bit, which will be tough for some good teams. And then a nice run in the Welsh Cup and in the playoffs, you never know.
How is that going to happen? Because like you say, some of the teams, I mean, we all got surprised by Llandudno last season. So that's one space out of the loop. And that fight even for seventh was pretty hard. So what's the extra ingredient that you think you've brought in this season which will help you?
I think our team spirit that we've got here always gets us through games. We've brought some quality players in as well, which will help us going forward. And I think if we can stick together, fight for each other in the top six, if we get there, then hopefully that'll pull us through and give us a good chance.
Great. Some new faces around this place. I'm going to ask you to name them all and name the new people in and what you know about them already.
Well, obviously, we've got the latest, AJ. That'll be a great signer for us. He brings a lot of experience from his 2 years in Airbus with a big bunch of characters in the Airbus changing room. So he'll be good to be have around the place. We've got a couple of young boys coming in now, unknown quantities, and they'll add some extra spice to our team.
And how have the pre-season friendlies gone for you so far?
Up and down. Obviously, we focus on fitness in the first few. I think our first real test was against Russian Olympics, very physical side. So I think overall it's been okay. Our fitness levels are getting better. We just need to try and put a couple of bit of performances to our play now, really.
Shane, what's your personal desires for this season? What do you want to achieve that you know will make this club better?
Well, yeah, like Craig said, to start with, it's top six. But the last few years now, I've said there's no reason why we can't be finishing top four. So we need to set our targets as high as possible, really. We've all been together 5-6 years now, and we need to keep getting them targets higher and higher.
Do you think that having some familiar faces around you all the time in those seasons is helping you build?
Oh, yeah, definitely. As in the players and the backroom staff, you know, everyone when you go into the bar to get food. It's just a real good environment to be in, yeah.
And this is quite the family club, and people want this town to succeed. Are you still able to trade off the goodwill from the European games, do you think? Do you think there's still a desire to have that sort of event back?
I think so. When you look at the crowds we got for the European games, this place was full. People were talking about it for weeks and weeks before and afterwards. And I think the desire is there to have that back again. It'd be brilliant for the town. And hopefully we can achieve that this season.
And the first game against is?
Bala, at home.
Baptism of fire?
Going off last season's results, okay, they've signed Chris Venables to Golden Boot winner for the last 3 years, I think, is it? So they're going to be a tough, but we've performed well against them on our 3G pitch, so I don't see why we just can't take the game to them and get a positive result, really.
And is it good to play a side like Ballot at the start because you know your level and you begin to assess your level?
Yeah, so in pre-season games, I always say you can't write too much on it because people don't go into tackles. So Ballot will be to see where you are as a team and see how you're going.
What's your assessment on what the Saturday and the Sunday games might do for this league? Do you think it might bring a few more in the door?
I can't see the point in it myself, really, but there's nothing wrong with a Friday night or Saturday afternoon game. We'll just have to wait and see, but I can't see it's going to make a massive difference.
But your message to the fans is definitely there's still good football here, whenever it may be.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, just because the game's on a Sunday, it doesn't mean we're going to just turn up and put 70, 80% in. We're gonna turn up and put a performance on. But, yes, just as a player, you'd much prefer a Saturday game. You just get the build-up in the week. It's just all completely different if it's a Sunday game. Puts your week all about, really.
What stage do you think you'll know in the season how well you are or where you are? Is it first five games you know where you're standing?
I think so. Yeah. We've got a tough-ish start. So after those five games, we'll know where we are. Hopefully we can pick up a few points early, which is what we managed to do last season. I think we went three or four games unbeaten, didn't concede a goal. And we carried that form on for most of the season into the top six, really. So if we can get a good start, then hopefully that'll stand us in good stead.
And finally, a quick question to you guys about the two new teams that are coming up. Kevin Druids know this league. They've played in it before. Cardiff Met are an unknown, but a quasi-full-time outfit and very professional. Which one of those do you fear the most?
Cardiff Met are going to be a very interesting side. We had a good discussion about on the bus yesterday about, like, they're practically, in a way, full-time. As being a university team, they'll be training every day. Kevin Druids, I think, are going to be a completely different side to 2 years ago. They changed everything from top to bottom in that club. So I think with Hugh back there now, he's got a bit more stability, and I think they kept a lot of the core of the team from last year. So you would hope there would be a better side coming into the Welsh Prem this year.
And Shane, there are a lot of changes in a lot of sides. I mean, Riddle have got 17 new players coming through the door. It's not like that here, is it? We've gone back to that point of stability. Yeah, there's new faces, but the stability of old faces is still there as well.
Yeah, I mean, we got our squad to about 18, 19, and if one goes out, one comes in type of thing. So if we lose like a left winger as in Sean Evans, we sign a left winger as in Craig Williams. So it's quite settled, and I think it's the way it should be, really. Yeah, definitely.
Well, gents, all the best for Ballot, all the best for the rest of the season. We're in the right place to say that maybe there'll be a trophy lifted here next season with your name on it, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers.